Bob Sirott and Marianne Murciano in charge of the station today while Steve Cochran is away.
I wouldn't go that far. Only for a couple more hours.
Governor Pat Quinn faces a single opponent, Teal Hardeman, in Tuesday's Democratic primary as he seeks a second full term. Four Republicans want to take his job, but the governor has got other ideas. And a good St. Patrick's Day to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Bob and Marianne, and it is a good day. I started wearing green last Friday and Saturday. I was in a parade. Another day, Southside Parade yesterday, and this will be the fourth day in a row with the wearing of the green.
Have you gone through your whole wardrobe yet?
No, I have one tie here.
One more thing?
Tomorrow's election day. You've been laying low, haven't you?
Well, we work hard. You know, we have to work on a lot of things. We had a terrible tornado that affected Washington and Brookport and a number of other towns in Illinois. So when the federal government didn't give those communities, those cities, a federal relief, we had to step in with a state plan, and we provided $45 million to help them recover. And you know, it takes some time. You got to focus on your job, number one, and that's what I do.
By the way, you forgot to declare Friday a state holiday. It was Steve Cochran's birthday.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Yes. He started with Noah, didn't he, a long time ago?
Yes, he did.
Boat.
I listened to him when I was a little boy. I listened to him.
Yeah.
So back to the election. Paul Vallis is your running mate, and we haven't heard much from him so far. What's his role going to be in the campaign and in a Quinn administration?
Well, I was with Paul yesterday. We walked up Western Avenue from about 101st to 115th Street, and you know, Paul knows budgets. I've known Paul Vallis probably about 30 years. You know, he served as the budget director of the city of Chicago. He worked in Springfield many years in the budget. He served in the National Guard, by the way, for 13 years, and two of his sons have served in Afghanistan. So he understands firsthand what everyday people are concerned with when it comes to budgets, and especially about education. That's the number one issue for state government. We have to invest in our schools from birth to K-12, community colleges, and four-year universities, and Paul Vallis knows that like the back of his hand.
Governor, what's it like to go through this primary campaign where basically you have four people who are all publicly saying that you've done a poor job? Most of us don't get criticized publicly in our work. Do you ever get used to that? What's it like?
Well, I was with Martin Sheen on last Thursday. He came in. He's been a friend of mine for quite a while.
He's not the president, Governor. I hope you know that.
President Obama to come in
that day.
Oh, I
see.
So
all right.
I asked President Bartlett to. He's such a humble man and a good man. And Martin and I talked about raising the minimum wage. And he said, unless you have scars on your back from battles that you've waged over the years, like, you know, I remember talking about the Citizen Utility Board 30 years ago, and we were able to win that. It's Illinois' largest consumer group, and I was the organizer of that. So, you know, when you're in the middle of the arena, you're going to have people sometimes not calling you a loving son of a loving mother, and that's happened in this past primary, I would say, from the other side.
Speaking of taking bad news in stride, here's the traffic update at 7:15. 7:20, Governor Pat Quinn with us today. What are you going to do with the Des Plaines Oasis? You know, that would make a wonderful WGN Suburban Showcase radio studio. Think about it, Governor.
Wait a while. Actually, we're widening the Jane Addams. You know, that's the only road in Illinois named after a woman, Jane Addams Road there at Tollway. And the plan is to widen it all the way to Rockford, and you know, a lot of 21st century things. You know, you'll have an opportunity to have buses in the shoulders and things like that. And you know, that's an investment that we want to make sure that we help commuters on. And that's also true in the South. You know, we're connecting I-294 and I-57. That was one of the only interstates in the whole country that intersected but didn't connect. So you had to go on I-80 to get on the other one, and that's almost done.
Looking at the traffic out there, you may want to think about double decking all of the tollways.
You think so, huh?
Just consider it.
Yeah. What other women's names would you like to use for our roadways?
Well, we could have WGN solicit reasonable suggestions.
Are you
volunteering, Marianne?
Yeah. No, I'm not known for my driving or traffic.
What governor are you going to do about the income tax hike that you signed into law in 2011. That is expiring.
I'm going to talk about that next week. The budget is due on the 26th, and that's next Wednesday. So we'll be discussing our budget for this year and really for the next 5 years. I think we need to have a kind of a five-year plan. I became governor 5 years ago, and our state was in dire straits indeed.
So you're waiting till the results of tomorrow's election?
No, I already I'm working on the budget right now. We haven't finished it, but, I'm sure there'll be a robust debate about it, you know, for sure. And it's a very important debate because if you don't invest in everyday people, in their education, their public safety, we talked about the tornadoes in Washington and other places in Illinois in November, and this winter has been very, very hard. And our state police and our highway workers, our tollway workers, they've been out night after night, in the middle of the night, rescuing people. So you have to invest in those important things for everybody.
It's no secret that Illinois is in financial trouble. How do you defend your record when it comes to our state's money crisis?
Well, I inherited a mess. Some people say, well, I haven't gotten our economy out of the ditch fast enough. But the very people who put it in the ditch in the first place. So I think we have to realize that we had to reform the pension system. That was a very hard challenge. I signed that law last December, and our state had $100 billion liability, and it was harming our economy. We're moving forward. I'm making a good comeback. We have a long way to go, but it's important to have a governor who's honest and who looks at every issue and tells people what they need to know, the truth, not just what politicians want.
So the money you asked me for before you walked in the studio, is that for your campaign or for the state of Illinois?
No, it's for season tickets for the White Sox. I am a season ticket holder in the upper deck. But this year, as you know, Bob, is the 100th anniversary of a shrine known as Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you can come over.
Yeah, I am planning to. It's actually April 23rd is the official 100th anniversary. And I really think the best way to help everybody in Illinois, especially our economy, would be for the Cubs and the White Sox to meet in the World Series. Oh. If I can accomplish that, the Blackhawks have won 2 Stanley Cups since I've been governor. So when Quinn is in, the Blackhawks win. Now we got to get the Cubs and White Sox going.
And when are you buying your Cubs season tickets?
We'll buy them one at a time.
Oh, okay.
We're not there yet.
Wait, here comes the Blarney. Hold on.
We've been hearing that. Governor, if Mr. Rauner is your opponent, and it looks like that will be the case, what will you do about all the money he's going to be spending on television ads? He spent a lot. He's going to spend a lot more.
Well, I have no idea who the Republicans will nominate tomorrow, and I'll wait till that happens. But whoever they nominate, we'll meet them at the starting line. And, I ran cross country in high school, and I remember the coach saying, that's a sport where you don't have timeouts. You get to the starting line, and you got to get to the finish line. You can't have a timeout. So I'm going to work as hard as I can on my job as governor and in the campaign and lay out what the issues are, and may the best person win.
How fast were you?
I was pretty fast, yeah. My sons are quite a bit better than I am. My youngest son was second in the NCAA 1500-meter Division III. He was second in the whole country, so he was a good runner.
Are you still playing basketball?
Yes, I do. I play basketball as much as I can, and I wish I had more time to do it, but, the job comes first.
Musical instruments?
No musical instruments. I'm a big fan of George Strait.
Yes.
And on his 80th birthday, I gave B.B. King, I declared a B.B. King Day in Illinois, and he gave me a guitar pick. So I'll show that to you someday, Bob.
I believe everything you say except that you don't know who you're going to be running against. Because haven't you had these meetings already about Rauner and what the strategy is going to be?
No, not really. When it comes to primaries, you got to watch what they say in the polls. Jim Edgar, who I was state treasurer when he was governor, and I certainly respect Governor Edgar, he said yesterday, primaries are hard to kind of predict. You don't know who's going to turn out. And so I'd rather wait for the voters to decide, and then we'll have a contest, a robust contest of ideas. I really feel that's the way to go. They all four of them, but maybe one in particular has called me a lot of names in the primary, but, you know, if that's the way you want to campaign, that's your business. That's not the way I do business.
Yeah, rumor is unless they call you a Cub fan, you're fine with anything.
My heart is big enough for two teams. And
it's like children.
Yeah, right. You can't choose between your
two sons. I read in Sneed's column yesterday, Governor Quinn named by President Obama to the National Council of Governors, a nine-man board advising the White House and National Guard and Homeland Security. What are you going to be doing, actually?
Well, that's real important. Is if you're governor, you're commander-in-chief of the Illinois National Guard, and we have 13,000 men and women in the Guard. I had to deploy the Guard this winter to help us during one of very bad snowstorms. So, you know, it's important for the president to hear from governors about that. And just yesterday I was with a young man who served a year and a half, came back just recently from Afghanistan, a Marine officer, and a very good man indeed. And, you know, it's important for the president to hear from governors and from those who are serving in faraway places like Afghanistan what the president needs to know.
Governor Pat Quinn, always good to catch up with you. And all of the citizens of Illinois hope that whatever happens election-wise, things get better for everybody.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Bob and Marianne, I'm going to be very happy to go to a Cubs, not opening day, but someday this year we'll go to the Cubs game, and then you can come with me to the upper deck of U.S. Cellular and see the view from there.
On record as saying, even though whenever I go see a Sox game, people start yelling at me, hey, Sarat, aren't you in the wrong place? I enjoy the job they do out there. It's a great place for families.
Great food.
And I love the Saturday night fireworks deals or Friday night, whenever they do that.
There'll be a lot of open seats there, too.
Thank you, Andrea. Thank you.
Wrigley Field's third most visited tourist site in Chicago. And last year we had over 100 million tourists in Illinois. And that means business and jobs for a lot of people. So the more the better.
Governor,
and if we had a World Series between the Cubs and the Sox,
we'd
be the center of the universe.
Yeah, we would be.
Yes.
And both teams are in first place right now.
I would say that, Governor, now.
Yes.
Technically correct.
Yes.
And right now, you're the governor. Nobody's come close yet. Be well.
Okay,
good to see you.
Thank you very much. Good to see you guys.